Thank you for joining us today on the At the Table podcast, where I strive to encourage and equip you on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. This week on the At the Table podcast, I'm going to give you some reflections from this last week's sermon about being a witness. Without further ado, let's get started. Well, hello and welcome to the At the Table podcast, and I'm so glad you're dialing in and listening in. And this week, it's going to be a little bit different than in the past. I'm just going to kind of reflect a little bit about this last week's message. And I know I always look back, but this one is just going to be a little different, I think. I'm not sure, but we'll see how it goes. Well, if you didn't have a chance to listen or you weren't with us on Sunday, I want you to go check out our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to gccofalliance.org, and there's a link at the top for service information. And you can find last week's message linked up there in our YouTube channel, and that's probably the best place to check it out and listen through. But if you didn't, if you just want to follow along and listen, really where my heart is today is combining these two ideas, being a witness and being confident. And you might wonder, how in the world did you get there? And I'm not really sure, but here is my best rendition. I've been preparing for Acts chapter 1 in this first section and to preach for quite a while, but I kind of got stuck on this word witness. And this is from Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Where Jesus tells them, you are going to be my witnesses. Now, he's talking to the disciples there and his followers and saying, you are going to be my witness. And this takes place after, obviously, the death, burial, resurrection, and 40 days of revealing himself as being alive to his followers and many other people. And it was a clear message that he was alive, but now he's telling them he's going to be going away. And they are going to continue on his journey. And the word witness there comes from the Greek word martus, and it's that it can mean a couple different things. It can be your actual witness to, like, if you're part of an investigation. It can be a historical witness as to something that's happened, but it can also be an ethical or a religious, in this case, a personal witness to something that has happened. These folks were witnessing. They had lived with and seen Jesus minister through those 3 years, then finally die on the cross for our sins, and then resurrect. So they actually saw him alive after he had been killed, and they could be a witness to that. They could give testimony to that. And so Jesus is telling them, you are going to go and be my witnesses. Well, you might ask, what does this pertain to us? Well, I believe that these verses, and actually if you look at Matthew chapter 28, which is talking about the same idea, but he's saying you will take the message to the nations. He's saying you're going to take the gospel, death, burial, resurrection, the power of the gospel, and you're going to take that to the nations. But first, you got to wait. You got to wait. You got to wait for the Holy Spirit to come. And as I was thinking about that, I was realizing that what he's telling them is, you're going to be my witness, but it's not going to be by your power. It's going to be by the power of the Holy Spirit. And we understand the Holy Spirit, Jesus, God, those are all three in one. The very power of God was going to come upon them, and then they were going to go and be his witness. Now, a little bit of cheating here, as I've read the entire book of Acts, and maybe you have too, is there's going to be a lot of challenges that came to them. There's going to be a lot of things that would happen to the followers of Jesus that without the Holy Spirit, they would never have been able to really live out that calling of being a witness. In fact, if you read through the entire book of Acts, you'll get to this guy named Paul, the Apostle Paul, who Was Saul persecuting Christians until Jesus revealed himself to him directly? And now Paul became an apostle and then became a missionary, taking the message, being a witness to the non-Jewish world and continuing that throughout. In fact, if you get to the book of Acts, the end, chapter 28, verse 31, it says Paul continued this, God continued this unhindered. The gospel was taken to the church and beyond for the rest of the ages. And so that is where we get to this point that I will tell you that I believe we are called as followers of Jesus to be his witness. We're called to be a witness. We're called to be a witness for Christ in our everyday life, just as the disciples were. And this is an overwhelming sensation to me. Like, even as I'm saying that now, as I'm recording this message, I'm getting kind of these goosebumps because in my own flesh, I tend to be someone who tries to do this on my own, tries to say, okay, I've got to be his witness. And when I do that, I kind of miss the point. The Holy Spirit in me is going to live out this witness. And in a moment like that, I start to get nervous. I realize how much I fail on a day-to-day basis, how much sin can overcome my life when I let it, when I don't rely on the power of the Holy Spirit, when I rely on my own strength. And I get discouraged. I get frustrated. I get irritated with myself. And I almost get to this point where I'm angry because I'm not able to live out this calling. I'm not able to be a witness when I try to do it on my own. And as I sit here in this week, I started a new reading plan. I'm reading and studying in the book of Philippians. I'll admit I was encouraged by the testimony from the last Vespers service, our Friday night summer services that we do once a month at people's houses. And a devotion that was given was talking about this idea of Philippians and Paul writing this letter of joy. Well, as I was reading through Philippians this week, I got to a verse that I knew was there, that I had read before, but it took an all new meaning to me. And I'm going to back up. I'm going to be reading verses 3 through 6 of Philippians chapter 1, but verse 6 is the one that I'm going to hone in on. But to get the context, let's read this. It says, I thank my God every time I remember you, and all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy. Love that. Because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Here it is. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you or in me will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. See, Paul is in chains. Paul is trying to live out his mission, but he is in jail for the sake of Jesus because he would not give up this being a witness. Paul was doing such a good job of being a witness by the power of the Holy Spirit that the powers of the day and the Jewish people that were not believing in Christ were able to get him to be put in jail. And he's in chains and he's saying, I pray for you. He's writing this letter to the church in Philippi, telling them, I am praying for you. I thank God every day for you. And I pray for you because of your partnership in the gospel. In other words, they are part of this witness crowd as well. And he gets to verse 6 and he said, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you or in me will carry this out to the completion until the day of Christ Jesus. See, Paul was confident in Christ. He was that apostle. He saw Jesus revealed to him, obviously, post-resurrection on the road as he was heading out to persecute Christians, Jesus said, "Why are you doing this?" And Paul saw this, and he received this revelation that he too was to be a witness. He too was to be a witness. And Paul is writing this in Philippians. He's saying, I have confidence in this, that Christ is going to see this through. Do you have confidence today in what Christ is doing in and through you by the power of the Holy Spirit? Do you have confidence? Do you believe that what Christ set out to do when he resurrected and then went back to heaven and left this message of the gospel with the early disciples, that they were going to be his witness, and then we in turn, 2,000 years later, are also called to be his witness? See, I'll never understand why God chooses to work this way, but he does. He gave his ministry and his message, the gospel of Jesus Christ, to the church and said, now go and share this. Be my witness. And you can have confidence in this because of what Christ is going to already has done and what God is going to continue to do through the power of the Holy Spirit. See, they didn't have confidence because of what they were doing. They didn't have confidence because of their ability, and neither should we. We should never be reliant on our own ability to do things. We should be completely and totally reliant on the gospel of Jesus Christ. And because of that mercy and that grace, we too will be witnesses in all of our area. So if this message was given today, if Jesus was saying this today, he would be saying to the church, Grace Community Church, or anyone else listening in the Alliance area, you are going to be my witness in Alliance, in Canton, in the surrounding areas, and to the ends of the earth. So this leaves me wondering, how can we bring this home on a personal level? Well, this week we kicked off our Love Your Neighbor Challenge, and where we're challenging everybody at Grace Community Church to love those in Christ around us, immediately around us. Look for ways to, in those bite-sized moments, to be able to love, to be their witness, and to show the confidence that comes in following Christ. It's not about having all of the answers. It's about pointing them to the one that does. You know, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, one of my favorite passages, in 17 through the end of the chapter, Paul reminds the church in Corinth that, see, you are a new creation in Christ. We, too, are a new creation in Christ. And we're given the message and the ministry of the gospel. We're called to be his witnesses. We're called to be witnesses for God in loving others. And see, we can't love others if we're not loving God first, and so we need to be taking care of that. Number one, spending time in God's word and prayer, asking him and revealing through his word how we are to live more like him. You know, in Matthew 16:24, Jesus said this, to be my follower, you must deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. It starts with surrender. See, I'm convinced the longer and longer I live and more I seek to follow Christ, it's not really about doing, it's about surrendering. It's about getting to that point where the Holy Spirit's doing the work and directing, and we're surrendering our will, we're surrendering our strengths, we're surrendering our weaknesses, we're surrendering our cares, we're surrendering everything about it, our nervousness, our anxiety, and we're surrendering this to God and saying, I can't do this on my own, but I can have confidence in him who does, and we'll see this out to the very end. I can have confidence in this, that he who has begun a good work in me will carry it on to the completion in the day of Christ Jesus. In other words, what God is calling you to, he has already given you the power and the Holy Spirit to do. How are we surrendering to that will and that power of the Holy Spirit? Well, I don't know about you, but this is both exciting and scary when I think about living my day-to-day life surrendered to him. There's nothing I want to do more, but there's also this flesh inside of me that is holding me back, and I need to surrender that to him. I need to give that to him. So I'm asking you today to begin prayerfully considering what God is asking you to do. Look for bite-sized moments to share your faith. And remember that it's not about having all the answers, but it's about being present and caring, and it's about surrendering to God's will in your life. You're called to be a witness, and you're also able to have confidence if we place our trust totally in Jesus. Well, I hope this message encourages and equips you on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. Now go out there and be Christ's witnesses and be totally confident because of the work of the Holy Spirit and the power of God that is in you. Don't rest on your own understanding. Trust in Him completely and be willing to take a chance, take a risk for Jesus today. Have a great day.
You have been listening to the At the Table podcast with Pastor Gary. I hope this episode has left you encouraged and equipped. Pastor Gary is the lead pastor of Grace Community Church in Alliance, Ohio. To learn more about the church, the ministries at the church, or to give to support Grace Community Church, you can follow the links in the show notes or go directly to gccofalliance.org. Have a blessed day.